World famous Phil Henry Show every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show where truth is our bitch and where funny is very closely related. And welcome to our program. That's kind of a little thing that we start our show with. We're going to be starting our show really with the Million Muslim March.
What that Million Muslim?
That's right, the Million Muslim March, which is expected tomorrow. The headline says in a variety of blogs they only expect hundreds, and there are 3,000 bikers expected. Raj Faneen, who is a businessman from the Los Angeles area and has been on our program commenting on a variety of topics relative to business, relative to immigration, relative to the controversy surrounding Muslim Americans, is going to be on the line with us here in just a moment. A reminder that we're online at philhenryshow.com for those of you who would like a backstage pass and watch the shenanigans, as well as listening to the shenanigans, as well as just the shenanigans. You can get a backstage pass and deal with all of that. Coming up this weekend, by the way, on the Phil Henry website, Phil TV presents almost the NFL Game of the Week, and this is going to be a beautiful thing. Ted Bell will attempt play-by-play. Steve Bozell will stumble his way through analysis. It ought to be a beautiful thing, and I think later on this week, Margaret, we'll probably get the two of them on.
Well, I think it would be a good thing to promote that, yes, to get Ted Bell and Steve Bozell together on the program.
So Ted Bell with the play-by-play and Steve Bozell, and we have Raj Faneen on the line with us from Encino, California, this evening to talk about this Million Muslim March. I said marsh. I think I'm speaking Arabic there. Raj, how are you? Raj?
Yes, hello, and thank you, Phil, and I don't think you speak Arabic, do you?
No, I don't speak Arabic. How are you?
I'm good. It's very pleasant to speak with you. I've not speak to you in a long time.
No, we have not talked in a long time. Are you still at work, or...
Right now we have Venice Airport looking at the test of his Learjet, a friend of mine's. Rolled out a new Learjet. We're looking at the test flight for this.
Are you going to be flying in it?
No, it's just something we are watching happen right now, and to leave and to go home again. But it's exciting. It's a new jet engine and a passenger jet. It's a private passenger jet.
And they're demonstrating it where?
We were at Venice Airport.
Right off the 101 there?
Yes, near Havenhurst to look at this.
Well, it's anyway, I'm very happy to be talking to you, Raj, and, you know, you've seen the news reports about a Million Muslim March and the fact that there are 3,000 bikers expected. Just to give you my take on this thing, it looks to me, I don't like to see any kind of a clash of this kind. It doesn't seem to be intelligent. It seems to be born of an ignorant streak in America. Which is not to say that Americans don't have a legitimate reason to be suspicious, to be a bit wary when it comes to the topic of Islam in this country. Because while we've seen the product of Islamist violence, we have not seen what we would probably consider to be an expression from the Islamic community in this country. A real uniform expression of disdain for this kind of thing, a hatred for this kind of thing. What do you think?
I think, I don't know if you've been listening to, but that's absolutely not correct, because there has been a most vociferous, great many people speak to the violence that has been created, and I'm not for violence either, you know? But everywhere as a Muslim, I tend to try and create the peace. You know, is violence directed to me?
What do you say to an American when we see a violent action in the form of Islamist violent action against the United States or against American interests or this kind of thing? What do you say to the average American to make him feel good about Islam? And be able to sort of separate out from that the actions of extremists.
I say to use your common sense. You know, this is not how. Look, I'm a Muslim. I'm not out creating a mayhem in this country. You know, I'm here to America for one reason. I come to this country for one reason. It's a good country for me to support my family. You know, it's a good country for me to come to support my family and to support my son. My son was born here. My son is American, you know, is and we give him a name, American name. My son is Todd, you know.
Your son's name is Todd.
Yes, because we wish for him to have the benefit of American culture, to have the benefit of American identity, which is important. No, I am not for violence, you know, but they are going to send a motorcycle. You know, I have to laugh at this motorcycle, you know.
Well, the story is that an office building manager in downtown Washington is preparing for the 9/11 Million Muslim March by explaining to the tenants of the building what's expected for tomorrow. Below is information relating to Wednesday's Million Muslim March. March estimates, police concur, the best estimate of the size of the march will be somewhere in the hundreds, not thousands. There's going to be a counter-protest. Police estimate that there could be as many as 3,000 bikers trying to circle the march and drown out the sound of the speakers at the kickoff rally.
Right, and you know, and I know about the motorcycle, the American motorcycle. You know, these bad boy, what you call 1%.
You're talking about outlaw bikers?
Yeah, outlaw bikers. Look, you know, I don't want to say nothing because I don't want people to get to be angry with me. But this, no problem. You know, I'm not. It's not going to scare the Muslim. The brothers that go out there to see these bikers, no, it's not a problem.
Okay, so bikers, American motorcycle guys, I don't know whether they're outlaws that are going to be out there. I think they're going to be a bunch of people on Harleys. I doubt seriously if you're going to see any of these 1% clubs represented, you know?
Well, what the, you say a 1% club, like what?
I doubt seriously if you're going to see a big representation of the Hells Angels or the Outlaws or any people like that. I think you'll see a lot of people on Harleys that are probably in legitimate, well, I shouldn't say legitimate, but more mainstream motorcycle clubs.
So you don't say the Hells Angel, huh?
I don't see that. I don't know. I don't want to speak for them, but I just don't see that happening. I don't think that these are not clubs that look for that kind of notoriety. However, having said that, those organizations have in the past been a part of pro-American kinds of demonstrations.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I don't want to say I would never want my son to follow in my footsteps, you know, but if they want to, you know, there's a term that America, they use, you know, you want to throw down, I'm going to throw down, you know, you want to...
Well, you see, if you want to throw down, I'll throw down, meaning what?
I mean, what choice do I have if I try to go out to the million Muslim march and I'm going to give a speech or I want to protest against the Muslims being victimized in this violence and this motorcycle thug, motorcycle outlaw, whatever you want to say, comes up to me. I say, let's do it, you know, let's go to it. You know, what's the phrase you use? It's rock and roll, you know. I throw down, you know, I do, you know, but...
So you guys are saying, or is it just you? You'll go ahead, and you'll mix it up with these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that goes without saying. You, what do you think we're going to do? To run like a girl? We're not going to run like a girl, you know.
So you cats are ready to actually have a physical confrontation if need be.
I tell you one, this guy right here is the guy you're talking to right here is, yeah. I mean, what do you want me to say, you know?
All right, I'm just curious as to the mood, Raj, because, you know, you're a father, and you've said to me in the past that you just said on this show, as a matter of fact, you want your son to have the benefits of growing up in this country. You love this country, and it's a place that obviously you respect, and to engage in a kind of mob violence.
I'm not going to engage in a mob violence, but if I'm to protest a million Muslim march and I'm out at a million Muslim march and some big filthy bastard, you know, I'm sorry, I don't mean to say bastard, but if some dirty bastard on a motorcycle come up to me and say, hey, I don't like you, I say, hey, you know what? Step up to the plate.
Step up to the plate.
Yeah. Step up to the plate. Let's see where this leads, you know, because I'm not to back down from some dirty, fat, greasy bastard.
All right, hold the line here, Raj, because I don't want to get too crazy here. Raj Fanin on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, a San Fernando Valley businessman. He is an Egyptian native, and he is on the line talking to us here about the Million Muslim March tomorrow. And he says the brothers are ready. If there's 3,000 bikers out there who are attempting to intimidate these guys, he said the brothers are ready to, quote, throw down. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And as the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on the line with me here this hour is Raj Fanin. Mr. Fanin is a local Los Angeles businessman. He's a native of Egypt, Alexandria, Egypt. He is here and has been here in the Southern California area in Los Angeles for a number of years. We've talked to him at great length on a variety of topics relative to the Middle East. What business is your family in, Mr. Fanin?
My family, Phil, is in insulation of the aircraft insulation, insulation for transport. Like for a train, for a bus, but mostly aircraft insulation, and we do insulation for this project, these space projects, private space projects.
You mean the individual, like the payload projects?
Yeah, for a space station, yes, sir.
Oh, outstanding, outstanding. And so you're at Van Nuys Airport. You're looking at this new Learjet. This is a, and just so people know, Raj is at Van Nuys watching the demonstration of a private jet, right?
Yes, this is a private jet. This was, look at that. There's a Todd. My son is with me, Todd. Yeah, you like? My son Todd is with me.
I want people to know about Todd. Todd was born in America, but he only speaks Arabic.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Did you hear me?
No, drowned out the noise of the jet?
I said, your son Todd was born in the United States, but he only speaks Arabic?
Yes, my son is 8 years old. He speaks English, but he only had to speak Arabic because of his protest, individual protest against America for this way that they treat the Muslim.
Okay, so your son at the age of 8, you give him the freedom to protest America's treatment of Muslims by only speaking Arabic?
To speak Arabic in the home and here, not in the school, you know, he must speak another petition. Yeah, see, I asked him, I said, what do you think of the Million Muslim March? What is that, Todd? Good over that, Milan. No.
What'd he say?
Well, he said, it's not good. He said, Daddy, but he said, these, motorcycle man is a dirty, you know, he is a word. Not say.
Well, that's... See, he called the motorcyclist a name, is that right?
Yeah. He basically said that the motorcycle is a bastard.
Your son is very outspoken. I know you teach him to...
Well, I mean, what he says is this, Phil, if you let me to... he said, look, the brothers are going to march tomorrow. And I don't care if there's only 200 or 100 or even if there are only 5 of them. Look, Todd, look.
Wow. What did he say? What did he say?
No, I don't. Todd, you cannot answer to understand.
What did the young man say?
He said, if he to drop napalm on America.
Drop napalm on America?
On American troop in Middle East. That's not the...
That's what you're teaching your son.
No, Mr. Hendry, no, I'm not.
That's what you're teaching your son, sir.
No, sir, I not teach my son to say these things.
But you teach your son an attitude about America that is decidedly negative, and he's talking about how that jet could drop napalm on American soldiers?
I said to Todd, get the baggage down. No? I told him to get away from me. Get away from me. Go to the car. Go to your mama. I'm sorry, Phil. You dirty little... I'm sorry, Phil.
All right, I don't know what happened there. It sounds to me like you had to punish him.
Yes, I spanked him. I spanked you, bad boy. You go to mama. You filthy-mouthed little bastard. Hold on, sir.
Hey, Raj?
Yeah.
Hold, I don't have time for this, all right?
Okay, but Alama, let me speak to my wife, please. Alama, you can get on, sir. Alama, you done, sir. You got only. Yeah.
Woo!
Like that. I like that a lot, you know.
What is going on with this child and your wife, and is everybody there to see the jet?
Yeah, is he to come to see this jet? I don't like what my son say. I believe in America, but I also want him to express what he feels. But a moment ago, he said that the jet should drop napalm on soldier. I said no. Then he called the biker a bunch of greasy, and then he used a dirty word that I can't repeat. I said, Todd, do a different word than the word you use. He said, okay, daddy. I say they are greasy, dirty, pig, and then he used another dirty word that starts with the F in English language.
All right, I understand. So the boy's got a filthy mouth on him, and I have to say, the people that teach him these words are not you and your wife necessarily, but they are words that he hears out in the world, and that he's not being discouraged from using.
Well, I don't... Mr. Hendry, not to tell you how to raise your children.
Well, I'm not asking you, I'm not telling you how to raise your kids, Raj, but my kids are not an issue here. My kids are not here. They're not on the radio. They're not saying these things. Your son is.
Yes, well, you see, you have me to come on your program. And look, Phil, I don't to argue with you, you know.
I don't want to argue with you either, Raj, but I'm saying, in order for us to have this conversation, you had your son there with you, and the boy starts talking about bikers as being pig blankers.
Well, but you see, my son says that 3,000 of these bikers will go to Washington, D.C. tomorrow to the Million Muslim March, and they're going to basically go and meet up with the bikers, and the bikers are going to take their chains, or what the bikers do is the brass knuckle or whatever that they do, you know, and beat them up, you know, like they have these fights. So the brothers are saying, you know, Allah is great. If you wish to bring the infidel, the infidel on these motorcycles, like for these riders from hell, these are the infidels from hell, then bring it, you know, because Allah will have our back. And will bring us to victory.
All right, look, nobody is talking about going out and busting heads. The bikers said...
I know what the bikers say, what they say, but you know they want to come out and bust some people up, you know? That's what I think, for them to come to bust up some people.
No. That what they're saying is, and I take them at their word and I believe them, they're going to essentially roll around you guys, or whoever is. Are you actually, you're not going to be at this thing?
No, I can't be there, but in spirit, you know, and I'm in constant touch with... Arau Handa, who is one of the organizers, Babi Asham, who is Washington, D.C., a Nation of Islam, and a great many that are going to be there.
All right, but what the bikers are not saying anything more than they're going to create a counter-demonstration, which is the sound of the motorcycle engines in a circle around the Million Muslim March and create a wall of noise that will drown out the speakers.
Well, and you think for this is what you call, for this to be a democracy? Is this what for you to call a democracy?
Say that again, I didn't understand.
I said, if they don't come to Buddy. Todd wants to apologize. Okay, good boy, everybody. He wants to apologize for saying the dirty, greasy pig, you know.
All right.
What's that, Phil?
I said, okay, I accept that apology on behalf of my audience.
Todd wants to know, you're not a biker, are you, Phil?
No, I'm not a biker.
He says you look like a biker from the picture he has seen. And what is it? No, Bob, go to Mama. Go to Mama. He said...
What did he say?
He said nothing, you know.
What did he say?
He said he saw a picture in the post office that looked like you. But I said to him, look at it, different.
You know something, Raj?
Well, I can't hear you because the jet... Don't you dare to say that, Todd. You know, my son, I love my son so deeply, and I mean that, Phil, but he has a mouth on him like the filth that his grandfather was. I don't know if you know, did you know that Todd's grandfather was filth? He had a brothel.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And sometimes my grandson reminds me of the filth that my father-in-law, his grandfather was filth. This, my own son, reminds me of a pimp, you know? An Egyptian pimp.
And all right, hold on. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show here. News, talk, and entertainment, and knows what the heck it's talking about. Welcome back to the program. And with me is Raj Fanin. His son Todd is on the line. They are at the Van Nuys Airport there. We're discussing with these guys, actually discussing with Raj. His son, 8-year-old Todd, is out there, although Todd has been quite opinionated. And I appreciate the fact that you love your son. You encourage your son to be outspoken.
You know, Phil, we do teach our son to be polite. I apologize.
No, I understand the boy is outspoken. I just don't think the use of words like bastard and...
But you see, when we talk about the million, the Muslim march tomorrow, and I don't mean anything to say bad, but these bastards, you know, who are riding a motorcycle, going to...
See, that's what I'm talking about right there.
No, I don't mean to say bad, you know.
When you say that someone's a bastard...
I understand that, Phil, but you see, my culture is not... it's not this is not a bad thing. It's like to say, hey, man, you know.
All right. Look, what I want to find out, what's happening right now is the testing of some aircraft over Van Nuys Airport. But what I want to find out from you is this expression of yours on the part, and then we're going to take some phone calls on the part of the Million Muslim March, that they will not countenance any kind of violent act, and there will be a reprisal. I certainly understand that.
Yeah, you know, you don't expect me to stand there and let some big greasy, people like that. You say I shouldn't use the word bastard, but if you speak of a motorcycle man, this guy is a motorcycle man, and this pig is going to beat me up.
So you use the word pig?
Well, why not I use the word pig? I use the word pig because there's a pig is going to go out there and... you know, in my TV, on the TV at night, I look at the Miley Cyrus, and she had her lips around the end of the knob of a sledgehammer, you know, and I've got to go to the Million Man March, or the Million Muslim March, you know.
You're not making any sense now, man, you know?
No, what I make no sense about.
What do you... Miley Cyrus did what?
I put the Miley Cyrus by TV. She put her lips on the end of the knob of a sledgehammer, you know? Honey, what can you understand, man? Well, my wife was disgusted. And
so what's that got to do with you and the Million Muslim March?
I go to Million Muslim March, and I have in my mind these bastards are going to beat me up from the motorcycle. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir, I am listening to you. There's no need.
Please listen to me. Because I've been trying to say polite in this hour. I go to the Million Muslim March. This bastard is going to beat me up. Now I look on the TV. I see this Miley Cyrus. And this this woman is sucking the end of a handle of a bat, a baseball bat. And you say, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking
about? What am I not saying, Phil?
Don't mock me. Answer, Mike. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the voice of Miley Cyrus.
I want to mention, are you talking about Miley Cyrus in this TV commercial?
Who's that?
Margaret Gray.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I don't know, but I saw her lipping. She lipped, or she was doing a quasi-sucker lip. She lipped the end of a bat.
All right, I understand that Miley Cyrus lipped the end of a bat. What's that got to do with the Million Muslim March and the bikers and the whole thing.
Because you asked me to be responsible, because you asked me to not react, because I have to stand there and check this greasy pig on the motorcycle go around and around and around. And meanwhile, there's Miley Cyrus. She's on the TV, I said a moment ago.
So she's lipping the end of a bat. What's that got to do with you guys?
Maybe it has everything to do with me. Maybe it's the beginning and the end of me. You don't know, do you?
No, I sure don't know, and I don't think that as long as we don't know, I don't think we need to bring it into the conversation, is all I'm saying. Margaret, do you need a drink of water?
No, I'm fine. I apologize to everyone. I just sat down. I just now listened to what is going on, and it sounds quite incredible in the car. Are you saying, Mr. Finine, that Miley Cyrus somehow is going to provoke violent action on the part of yourself and your Muslim brothers tomorrow?
I'm saying to you that if a big greasy pig of a pig, you know, and
you're talking about the bikers, big greasy pigs, okay? And you don't expect them to react to that kind of language?
Oh, come on, you know, Phil, all week long I listen to them talk about the Muslim. They're going to have the biker out there. Why would you have to have a biker out there? But anyway, if this is going to be a throwdown time, then they have to answer for the Miley Cyrus. To come on, hold on for a minute. What? My son thought, he said that even he is a little boy, to look at Miley Cyrus, he's in underpants. He says he's wrong, you know. Right, he's wrong.
You guys are all over the board here, man.
What do you mean all over the board? You're all over the board.
Talking about Miley Cyrus in underpants, lipping the end of a bat. The fact that you guys are, and pardon me, I just spit right on the air.
Yeah, I saw on Phil TV a bunch of spit. Jesus. God said, can you take a paper towel to dab off the screen, you know? He's only kidding.
Yeah, he's very funny. You guys are talking about Miley Cyrus, the end of a bat, the end of an era, I don't know. Our number is 855-500-7445.
Well, if I just see the end of an era, I'd not talk about Miley Cyrus. No, they're Miley Cyrus, you know. Everybody wants to talk of her. No one cares to talk of me and the thing that I do. No one cares about to say that.
All right, enough of that, okay, with Miley Cyrus. I understand it's got nothing to do with anything. All right, our number is 855-500-7445. RC in Altadena. Go ahead.
I want to just say to this guy, Mr. Finine, I'm in a military academy in Alhambra, California, and I was listening to your show, to what you're saying, and we're very much opposed to you're going to go and be in the Million Muslim March, but I don't agree with the bikers, and that's what I was going to say.
Okay, so you don't agree with biker. I don't agree with biker no more, you know.
Right, but I'm just saying we don't agree with you either, and you're marching for Islam.
I'm not much for Islam. Speaking of, I don't know. My son Todd wants to ask you how old you are.
Your son Todd said what?
He wants to know how old you are.
I'm 16.
He wants to know. Oh boy!
Did he ask me if I like guys?
Yeah, he pretty much did.
Okay, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna come down to where you are, and I'm gonna give Todd what for.
Well, you know, kid, I'm all the way over here in Encino. I die very seriously.
All right, RC. Thank you. Thank you. He's gone.
Yeah. I want the record to show he threatened my son Todd. Yeah, Todd's not afraid of some punk, greasy punk kid. And wait a minute.
Are you the Finine family?
Hey, wait a minute.
All right, what's going on?
What's this kid?
Talking all kind of Arab talk.
Yeah, that's so good. Okay, Todd and this kid are off in the weeds. They're in the high weeds right now.
What?
I said my son and this RC off in the high weeds.
They're off in the high weeds?
Yeah, they're duking it out, high weeds.
I don't know what that.
The get off in the high weeds right now, so what do you want me to do?
What are you talking about, the high weeds?
Are you deaf? I said that there are...
No, I'm not deaf, sir.
Well, this RC kid and my son, get them to put the plane down, okay? It's driving me nuts. This kid is... The people...
All right, I tell you what. Can you call that RC kid?
Yeah, what do you mean?
You don't have a number on him?
Maybe.
The last I heard is he said that his son Todd and RC were off in the high weeds duking it out.
Yeah, it sounds like Todd was able to get RC away from the runway there and get him into the high weeds that surround the runway.
Okay. What about it?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, you figure that's where a kid like that will have a better chance.
A kid like a little 8-year-old?
That would be my feeling.
All right, so anyway, Raj Fanin's kid, Todd, got RC off into the high weeds because an 8-year-old would have a better shot against a 16-year-old in that environment. How do you know these things?
Phil, I'm using my common sense. Is that all right with you?
It's fine. It never occurred to me. And I don't think I've ever heard the words high weeds mentioned as often in a 3-minute period in any context ever before. In radio or television. All right, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We're going to get back here to a final summation on this bullcrap. Whatever's happening out there. First thing, I don't want to go back on the air if there's a free-swinging melee going on.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to find out now.
All right. Secondly, maybe we ought to just find out how well that little Todd kid, because if he gets his ass kicked, something tells me it's going to be my fault.
Well, that RC kid is a chronic on your program.
Yeah. Yeah, and so is that Todd punk. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 855-500-7445. Back after this, Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Welcome back, the Phil Hendry Show, RC and Todd. I want to get this very, very clear so that my entire audience understands this, so that we have no misunderstandings. Both of those young men on the line.
Hey, hold on, Phil. Todd, RC, I'd love you to come over. Come on, over, both of you. You're on scene number 12 here, Todd. How come he gets to speak Arabic?
What?
How come he gets to speak the Arab talking?
You know what? Just shut your mouth for a minute. I brought them here, Phil. Yeah, look at that, huh? Okay, what do you say to my son?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit him, but he hit me in... I have to say, he did hit me in the ball area.
You know, too,
all right, hold on for just a second. Let me talk to that RC.
Hey, look, I feel angry.
You don't have to talk Arab talk to me. I speak English. Yes, sir?
Look, RC, watch it with the language, okay?
What language?
When you talk about this kid Todd hitting you.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. He did hit me in a testicular. All right, well, you know.
Okay, so he hit you in the testicles. I mean, the kid's 8 years old. You're 16.
He did, and he got me into high weeds, and that's always a problem. We learned that in combat training.
I have a real boy.
You know, I mean, shut up, kid. Shut up. I'm going to kick
you. No. Bad boys.
Tell your kid to shut his mouth. Tell him to shut his camel trap.
Hey, you told me to come down to get the camel trap.
Hey, tell that RC kid to just shut up for a minute.
Bill Henry says for you to shut your mouth.
All right, what's the story here? What happened?
First of all, I'm on the radio with you. Oh, my God, I'm out of breath. I'm watching the plane go over. Then, all of a sudden, I see this punk kid, this dirty, greasy little punk. He pull up in a truck. He's with this big ape over here, this guy, Watson guy.
Okay, so he had Watson with him, huh?
Yeah, he's got this guy. This guy, Watson, basically starts to stare me down, you know, and RC... He goes at it with Todd. The two of them get into a wild scrape. RC pick up Todd and threw him against the grill of the truck. But then Todd, he grabbed RC, flipped him into the windshield, and that's when Todd took off for the weed.
Yeah, can I say something? That I thought wasn't fair, Mr. Henry. I rammed his head into the grill, and then he flipped me into the windshield and went for the weeds.
Well, what do you mean, went for the weeds? What was he doing?
I'm telling you, the kid went for the high weeds.
Okay, so he went for the high weeds. So in other words, he did something that puts you at a disadvantage?
Well, yeah, what are you yelling at me for?
You guys keep telling me about him going for the high weeds. Where are these high weeds, anyway?
What are you yelling about?
Yeah,
the kid's saying, why are you a maniac and acting like a turd?
Since when do you speak Arab? Let me talk to Raj.
Yes, sir.
What is he talking about? What is this high weed thing? I mean, there's high weeds around the runway.
Yeah, there's high weed off the runway here. And Todd went for it. Todd, used the only way out of the fight. He went in for the high weed for the camouflage. And he was able to lay low. And as soon as R.C. Collins was this boy that you seem to know, you know this boy R.C. Collins?
Yeah, I know him.
Okay. He goes walking the weed and Todd ambushed him in the weed. He waylaid him and was able to ambush him and then made for the SUV where his mama is.
So what did he do to R.C.?
I basically flipped him and did a stomp to the groin, to a double stomp to the groin, and then took off for the SUV where his mama is.
Yeah, he's going for your mom. Yeah, well, you hit me in my...
All right, enough of the hole he hit you in the... The kid is half your size, half your age. He used the weeds to his... I don't give a damn if he went to the high weeds or not. What are you doing driving all the way out there? You know you could get arrested for that. There's stalking. There's assault.
What are you talking about, stalking?
Well, you're on the radio and suddenly you go find this guy.
The guy is telling everybody he's at the Van Nuys Airport.
Yeah, but those mean that I want you to come out here and go into the high weeds with my boy. God.
Well, you're making it sound like it's some kind of a gay pickup.
Well, you're like, hey, let's go to the weeds.
No, he didn't. You just told me they had a fight.
I know, but I did I invite this guy down here? No.
You're right about that. You're absolutely right. All right, R.C., I don't know what I can do about this. What I would ask you to do is to hang around there because there may be some cops that want to ask you some questions.
Yeah, and I hope they ask questions of this piece of turd Arab kid because he stomped my testicles, you know.
What a dumbass, you know, you're
talking about
testicles.
Okay. Raj, I do appreciate you being on with us. I certainly do hope that tomorrow at the Million Muslim March, things do not devolve into a Neanderthal display of stupidity. In our country, we have the right to voice our opinions with a permit. The Million Muslim March has a permit, although they may not get a million Muslims. The motorcyclists do not.
I want you to point out the people on the 3,000 bankers that don't have a counter-protest permit.
Okay, that's fine. And I would say to anybody that is going to be on a motorcycle tomorrow at this Million Muslim March, if you guys are out there without a permit and you're causing problems for the police, that is in terms of traffic control, in terms of allowing the people with a permit to march, then you're not doing anybody any good, and you know, you're kind of acting stupid. To the extent that there's any violence planned, I doubt it, sincerely.
Well, I just so you know, I'm going to throw down. Yeah, Todd said so too.
Yeah, you guys throw down. You're going to throw up.
Ow!
Todd got him in the testicle.
Get out of here, testicle.
What's going on over there? Is that at the airport?
It's at Van Nuys Airport.
They're testing on a jet.
Some new jet that Raj's company has done the insulation for. God, is it hot in here, bud? What's going on, man?
You're the guy don't get no air.
I'm not getting any air conditioning, but I ask you, before the show starts, to get some windows open in here and to get some air flowing through this sucker, man. It gets bloody hot in this mother. And what's with all these lights?
Phil, you need all the lights for the video cast of the Phil TV. Now, those are TV lights, and believe me, I'm used to those. Those are the Klieg light. The Klieg light. And what are you doing?
I can't, you know.
You can't what?
I can't, you know, I understand. I'm sorry, it's not very interesting. I understand what they are, and they're about 85 billion degrees, and they're driving me ape. All right, anyway, thank you very much. I'm telling you guys, it's a hot son of a bitch. Was it hot in the valley today? We're out at the beach here at the El Pacifico. and where I generally will take my cue in terms of temperature. In other words, where I get a general idea as to what the weather has been like here in the Los Angeles area is the Valley, because the Valley is probably on any given day, that'd be the hottest spot, other than downtown, the hottest spot in Los Angeles. Was it a hot day today?
I didn't notice it. But I'm in Santa Monica.
You're in Santa Monica. Robert, where do you live?
I'm down Southgate.
Southgate. Was it hot?
I wasn't there. I was here.
And where do you live, bud?
Oh, where do I live? Well, I live here.
So everybody lives at the beach. So nobody knows what the temperature was.
I was at Santa Monica, yes.
Well, I'm telling you, it is a bitch, man. And this is late September. All summer long, it was cloudy as hell. There was not a bloody speck of sunlight anywhere. And then all of a sudden, at the end of August and early September, the sun comes out, and it's as hot as Hades. All right. Enough of that, sports fans. We're going to come back next hour. We've got more to report on. From beneath the Arctic ice is an Antarctic lake. We got Dr. Ron Tarner to talk science with us when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. And we're online at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Watch our live streaming video cast. Watch our live streaming everything. We stream everything, man. They're at Phil Hendry Show.
Well, it sounds as if someone's going to the bathroom.
I'm sorry. I should just watch the streaming video, nothing else. World famous Phil Hendry Show.